This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Doc Ram's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick. And there's silence. Rick, are you there? Hey, Rick. Huh. Well, it doesn't sound like we have Rick, does it, Nathan? Okay. Well, in the meantime, let me tell you, while we are connecting with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, let me tell you something that I experienced yesterday. I was working on a Mercedes. Yeah?
Hey there, Vincent.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? Somebody texted something I did not write from here and then cut me off.
I don't know. I don't know, but I can tell you this, that the worst telecommunications company on the planet wasn't working this morning, CenturyTel, CenturyLink.
Yeah.
And, we were down. And
somebody
just got
attacked my machine with you because there is a message that says, again, I didn't send that.
Okay.
How does that work? Physics. How does it work? You better have somebody at GCN take a closer look after the show. Something very weird is going on. I have a lot to say about the media also, by the way.
Maybe it's not GCN. But anyway,
It's not GCN.
Yeah. You know, you want to talk about the media? Go ahead, please. It's number one on my list as well.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree. You know, I've seen TV, West Wing, others, where they have the media in a room and a president comes in to address their questions. And sometimes they're sharp because they're pointed questions trying to position or corner the president for answers. No problem. When you watch the rudeness in public to our president, I draw a line there, and that's where I no longer support anything to deal with democratic processes or the so-called media that is trying to... it's wrong. It doesn't matter whether you like someone or not. They still have a thing called respect. And once that's gone, now you've lost mine.
Okay, so you're talking about CNN, I believe.
Well, we can start with CNN. Yeah, that's a good place to go. How about NBC? I remember when I used to watch Walter Cronkite because I believed in him. And when Dan Rather came on, he was not as thorough. He tried to be, but he wasn't Walter Cronkite and or, you know, on the road with Charles Carroll. What has happened to the quality and mannerisms of previous news reporting and the way it used to be? And what I remember is, in deep respect for the public's knowledge base, not their own personal agendas or gains. And I remember that, you know, this isn't right. It's not, it's so not right that the Democratic Party is now advocating violence in public. Wrong. By any standards, wrong. It doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree. That aspect is wrong by any measure. And I am offended by what's happening in my face as a, you know, educated scholar trying to find my way through the mess of all of this. And I don't appreciate the media's ways of presenting their way of trying to get to the truth of things. Now, it's true that L. Ron Hubbard talked about leverage and blackmail and the whole constructs of having something on somebody so you can manipulate them. And there's no question that that part of reality is happening all around us. They tried to do that with me a lot of different ways, first with honeypots and then with drugs. And I can tell you that what is happening, what I'm seeing happening in America now, is it being ripped from the inside out. And when I watch, oh, no, I'm not even going to go there. I am deeply offended by what I'm seeing happening in America right now, and I am respectfully requesting that when you see this kind of thing and it offends you, you actively do not participate. And I mean the old standards of Mahatma Gandhi. You know, nonviolent protesting. I won't participate. I have this one guy that calls me on the telephone to get my opinion on political. Oh, well, you agreed in the past, Mr. Miller. The thing is, guess what? It's a recording that I couldn't tell was a recording. And the guy kept talking right over me when I said, wait a minute. And he just kept going. Then I realized it was a recording. The level of pushiness that's happening now is offending me on a personal level of privacy in that regard. I don't mind things like facial recognition and things of that nature, that try, you know, with AI. We are going now into a universe that is deadly waters. And there is something out there. It's no longer about Republicans and Democrats. It's about globalists and nationalists. And I have always been a nationalist. I am very proud to be American. I served my country. I did my thing. I have titanium in every limb trying to do the right thing. And this offends me.
Okay. So yesterday,
Jonathan. Sorry, Vincent. I didn't mean.
No. You're right on the money. Yesterday, Gwyneth Isaacs was on the air with me for 2 hours live from Australia. And she was talking about an old but forgotten trait of preparedness. And that was civility, politeness, kindness, helpfulness. And we've lost it. We've lost it on the roads. I was watching a YouTube video yesterday about BMW drivers, and it's titled something like BMW drivers think they own the road. And it shows BMW after BMW, different models, with these, let's say 30 to 40 year olds driving these BMWs recklessly, carelessly, weaving in and out, crashing them, failing to stop at red lights, just driving right through red lights and intersections, and hitting other cars with reckless abandon. Okay? So that's just BMW. But I'm sure it's not just limited to BMW.
Well, the BMW part is a reflection. Yeah, it's a reflection of something else going on. Money. And the construct of what money, not having money, creates in a society of disparity. It's wrong. Something's wrong here.
It's this me first attitude. And what you're talking about, I believe, in one example, one small example, was a CNN reporter, a White House correspondent. His name is Jim Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A.
I hope he'd get banned.
And he was, absolutely. It's worse than that. I think CNN should be banned because CNN stuck up for him and said, this is what we need to do. All right, so Jim Acosta was at a White House press conference at the White House. He was pushy, me first, arrogant, and he just kept talking. And the president tried to very politely, say no. But this guy kept pushing and using a loud voice, disrespectful of the office of president. Now, even though I despised Barry Satoru, I would have defended him the same way if Jim Acosta did the same thing to him. Okay. The president had to put him in his place. The president told him no, in the president's word. And it was, as you said, offensive. It was pushy.
Imagine what we look like to other countries. Just imagine that.
Right.
Yeah.
If it happened with Fidel Castro, Jim Acosta would be out in the yard within minutes, and you would have heard maybe 5, 6, 7 gunshots all at the same time. That's my take on what would have happened. Well, so it's happening with motorists. This is symptomatic of the devolution of society. It's happening with motorists. It's happening with airplane passengers. It's back to this me first. It's people with shopping carts. It's people in parking lots. There's a parking space, and you're waiting for it, and you're waiting for it, and all of a sudden a car comes in from behind you and pulls into your parking space. It is the absence of politeness. So Jim Acosta was in the White House, and he asked a White House staffer for the directions to the men's room. And the staffer said, "Mr. Acosta, follow this hall, take the first left, and you'll see a sign on the door that says, 'Gentlemen.' But don't let that deter you." Jim Acosta, absolute national disgrace. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're going into a break, and I want to make sure that y'all had a chance to hear what I said toward the end of the previous segment. So Jim Acosta, the CNN reporter, asked the White House staffer for directions to the men's room. The staffer said, "Mr. Acosta, follow this hall, make the first left, and you'll see a sign on the door that says, 'Gentlemen,' but don't let that deter you." That's how I feel about CNN's Jim Acosta. Absolute disgrace.
The problem that I'm having is that they're allowing the quality of behavior to deteriorate as American by the news media. And that alone is what I call false flags. By definition. Now, if you have a reporter that has an issue and wants to get to it, like the crown prince of Saudi Arabia getting away with murder because he's in the middle of a $2 billion arms deal, you know, thinking he can get away with it. That's crazy! But what is happening in our White House is not correct at any level by anyone. Whether or not you think that Trump belongs in the White House is arbitrary. That's, you know, I think he's not as articulate, and it kind of embarrasses me when he talks because of the way he would express his feelings. He's not as sharp in certain arenas. And I'm guessing he's also got, just like in the movie, a designated survivor, infighting going on within his own inner circle that, you know, who knows who's what. But this is not right by any standards. There are what we call rules of engagement, where who shot first. Now, this is moral codes of ethics and rules of conduct. And what we're seeing today is the breakup of the American family and what happens two generations down. That's the way I'm reading it. That's the way I'm seeing it. The constructs of money and what defines who you are. What defines who you are is not who you are, but what you do. There it is, CNN.
Okay, so one of the things that the White House is being attacked for is the use of the word invasion. They're saying that this caravan from Central America marching toward the United States with intent to just breach the border and come in is an invasion. And the media is saying, that's not an invasion. Well, let me read some of the synonyms for the word invasion. I-N-V-A-S-I-O-N.
Yeah.
Influx.
Like
influx. One. Flood. Rush. Torrent. Deluge. Avalanche. Okay? Those are synonyms for the word invasion. So
invasion,
what would you call
strength, like they're trying to overrun you? What does that mob coming down that bridge look like to you? Do you think you'd let that happen in Missouri if it was coming in from, let's say, Ohio?
That would be an invasion. And,
well,
and
what exactly else is it?
Right,
it's
well,
not due process.
Right. It's not due process. It is, they're calling it a caravan. It's a group of people, babies, men, women, and children, babies, teenagers, all coming here looking for something better.
That's no wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but when my grandparents came here, they didn't invade the United States. When the Irish came here, they didn't invade the United States. They went through Ellis Island. They were examined by doctors for disease. They had a test they had to take about what America is, what it stands for, how it works. That's what they had to do. And they spoke English. My grandparents spoke English. So if I hit my thumb with a hammer, I'm probably going to say something in English. Because I don't know Italian. Because we didn't speak Italian.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a Supreme Court justice is hospitalized this morning. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night and is currently at a hospital in Washington, D.C., where she's being treated for 3 broken ribs. A spokeswoman says she's expected to be okay. 12 people dead, including a deputy, and the gunman makes 13 after a mass shooting at a bar outside Los Angeles late last night.
He had 2 rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast. So he knew what he was doing.
That's a witness to the shootings at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California last night, which NBC News is now reporting was carried out by a 29-year-old man named Ian Long, although law enforcement has not yet released the identity of the gunman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics?
Today. Take my.
When you go,
please for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. CNN says on CNN.com, the entire, this quote, headlines, quote, the entire White House press corps should walk out and stop indulging this bully, end quote. Okay. Well, I think that would be great. I think that would be great. I think that especially CNN should walk out. And that'll save the White House the trouble of throwing them out. Throwing them out. You know, there's a time and place for civility, as you said, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can ask questions politely, but for people to think that they can push the president around is totally unacceptable. And so where does this come from? And I believe that you hit the nail right on the head. There was a gentleman by the name of King Edward VIII. He was born in 1894 and he died in 1972. And he was asked what his thoughts on America were. Now he's from England. And he said, quote, "The thing that impresses me most about America is the way parents obey their children," end quote. The thing that impresses me most about America is the way parents obey their children. Obviously, that's tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, he was laughing at us. Obviously, it's a joke. But that was years ago. He died in 1972. It's gotten worse. It's gotten way worse. And so, who raised Jim Acosta? Or who forgot to raise Jim Acosta? That's my question. And by the way, that little story about Jim Acosta asking for directions to the White House men's room. I made that up. I made that up. Because what I said was, the staffer said to Mr. Acosta, "Follow this hall, make the first left, and you'll see a sign on the door that says, gentlemen. But don't let that deter you." And what I meant by that is, obviously, he's not a gentleman. He's a bully. He's a bully. Any comments on that?
Right. I've said it. I don't need to repeat it. I just wished we had more sincerity in our rather than agendas. You know, the White House aside, whether or not influenced by Russia or not, of course Russia is going to try to do something. Of course the United States is trying to do things in Afghanistan and Iraq. Of course Iran is going to run the blockage in the Straits of Hormuz. And, this is craziness. This is craziness. And it isn't any longer. The Democratic Party has switched its values. The Democratic Party was the ones against immigration. I mean, get a grip. What's going on? Well, it's no longer Democrats and Republicans, because even within the party, they're both split down the middle with Schill. And when I say Schill, aside from values, which are absolutely moral codes of ethics, rules of conduct, these are assumed in most cases because you learned them in school. And then you went home and they were enforced at the kitchen table. When was the last time you sat down with your entire family for a dinner? I'm not asking you, Vincent, because you're different.
That'd be yesterday.
Yeah, of course. Yes,
and the day before.
What happened to those those kinds of values where there is a family involved? And it isn't me first and my sister, as I don't know where she is. Blood aside and friendship constructs aside, you know, your best friend is usually your mate. If you're lucky, your best friend is your mate. Somebody that you trust beyond anybody else. And it goes outward from there to blood and your family, taking care of the individual, or the black sheep, or whatever. It's just the values constructs of what I'm saying today are a reflection of our education. How many people are actually going on for advanced degrees anymore? And why is this country now number 20 in education? We're supposed to be the richest country in the world. Why is our education in graduate school? When I was in graduate school, we were not number one in education except in advanced studies. After you went to college, it was graduate level. Everybody, not undergraduate, graduate level because of toys. That was in physics. That's the way it worked. And the University of Washington was third in the country because it was the richest university in the country. Not Harvard, not Princeton, not MIT. Washington State University owned the gravity wave generator in Texas. That's where I did my undergraduate work. Now, that's what made that education better than anywhere else in the world because of the education. Nobody is interested in that anymore. Nobody. It isn't as important. Merit badges. I understand there are many different kinds of intelligences. You know, mine is one kind. A woman's intuition is absolutely another. You know, you are blessed with your wife, by the way. When I called her this morning because you were running late, she is your flagship. And that is a reflection of the American family as I remembered it and grew up in it. My father sat to my right. And if I did something wrong, man, he was on me like Ding Dong Jet. My sister sat across from me, and Mom was at the other end of the kitchen table, and we ate dinner every night together. Now, I was not allowed to do that with my daughter. And my daughter now has parties. When I say parties, you know, when she does dinner, she might have as many as 30 people. She's, you know, wrote books on cooking and likes to cook. And when she does, it's just like the whole thing. And she has all her friends over every day. Someone else. It's a big dinner party kind of thing. My daughter's different, but that's unusual and different, and it's all cool. I don't know what's going on in our world today, but aside, there in sciences, you can't even believe in the sciences anymore. There are misreportings where somebody will fudge the data to make his theory right so he can get a grant. Peer review. And the idea of being able to stand up within your peers and making judgment on your values. That kind of thing has been lost. I always wanted to become Will Rogers. Not the scientist. I wanted to be Will Rogers, the guy from, you know, reason from the country. You know, the values of country living. And I don't know. But what I'm seeing now in driving, you're absolutely correct about the roads today. It is unbelievable. My girlfriend is one of the politest women in the way she drives of anyone I've ever known. It blows me away. I can't do what she does. But she'll put her turn signal on to try to merge into the lane, and they'll bunch up on her, so she can't. What are they trying to do? Make her miss her turn? Why? That's the questions that need to be asked.
So imagine if the power goes out and the traffic lights don't work. What's going to be like then? Gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can. No rules. I have seen no it. Rules. I've actually seen it. There are those people that they slow down. They start to be more mindful of who's first, who's on second, that kind of thing. No, he's on third. But even then, there's an edge, and somebody will get irritated at somebody else for not moving quite as quickly as they think they should, and they move ahead because, well, you've lost your turn. They are able to rationalize and justify their behavior. And that is also incorrect.
No disagreement. And I was thinking about this.
Well, that's Christianity, and that's the same gospel. And if you want to go back to the teachings of Christ, I'm not a Christian per se. I have absolutely, thoroughly studied the teachings of Christ and embraced them as values I would like to aspire toward. You will find in most of your religions, the very tenets of their foundation are the things they break the most, like Christianity and making judgment. Now, with that said, everyone to his own and values aside, the Muslims are, you know, more dedicated to religion and practicing what they preach than the Christians are. And I see that now in the American family across the board, and it's time their charity and gratitude and these other values of a saying of treating someone like you'd like to be treated. Is that where Acosta's coming from? Oh, well, he's probably not a Christian. What? See, it isn't about religion anymore, because religion, like science, is a limited, closed system. Science doesn't have the answers either. And that's a fact. I don't know any law that's lasted longer than 20 years. You know, now we're talking about the Earth still going back to being flat again. The correct answer, by the way, is yes. It's all of it. And that's what the wonder of being human is about. You have choice. Who chooses to be an asshole? There it is.
Rick, I was thinking about college as I was watching this Jim Acosta scene on the internet. And I was thinking that, you know, we have our children go to the public training camp from K through first grade, through elementary, middle school, high school. There are parent-teacher conferences, and the parents and the teachers talk about, you know, how well their child is doing. But it doesn't happen in college. There are no parent-teacher conferences in college. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, we're talking about the genesis of this problem. And we used to have parent-teacher conferences. I remember going to them. And I remember talking with the teachers about, you know, how well our children were doing in school and what they needed to do better and that kind of thing. That was before we homeschooled them. And then I remember going to a high school parent-teacher conference. One of our boys decided that he had been homeschooled all his life, and he wanted to try high school, public training camp high school. So Mrs. Finnell and I went to the parent-teacher conference, and the teacher talked about grades, and she talked about, you know, if he did a couple things, he would be an A student. You know, he could move from a B to an A if he just did certain things. And she said, you know, you care about grades, don't you? I said, no, I don't. I don't care about grades at all. I don't care about grades. I said, but what I do care about is that he's learning. And if he's not learning, I'll be all over you and the school. And I was. Because he would come home and I'd say, so tell me about your day. And he'd say, we didn't do much. And I'd say, well, what did you do? And I'd ask him. And I realized that he wasn't learning. And I said, hey, you're getting dumber by the second. I'm not kidding. You're getting dumber. We got to get you out of there. And we did. But before I did that, I decided to run for the school board to fire the superintendent for dropping the ball and letting all these children spend time and effort without learning much. So my plan was to fire the superintendent by being on the school board and to dump the drug testing program in favor of drug education and get rid of a lot of the computers and the babysitting of the computers of the students in favor of teachers who actually knew what they were doing to teach the students, rather than having an English teacher teach biology, which is what happened. Can you imagine that? An English teacher teaching biology. That's what we had. It's unacceptable. So the English teacher was reading the biology book, you know, a couple pages ahead of the students. So if you had a good reader, a bright student, he could eclipse the teacher. How can that happen? Well, it does. So that's why I ran for the school board. Now, I did have one parent-teacher conference when our daughter, who started college at 14 years old, I was hauled in to meet with the dean of students because they perceived me as a problem because I required certain things of our daughter in order to use the family vehicle. Like, she would have to do a walk around of the vehicle prior to getting in the vehicle to make sure the tires were inflated properly, visual inspection. She had to do the maintenance. If the vehicle needed a brake job, she had to do it. I would supervise her and teach her how to do it. She had to change her own tires. She had to be able to change a serpentine belt. She had to be able to take out the air cleaner from the air cleaner housing and inspect it and clean it out. She had to change spark plugs. She had to wash the insides of the windows, the outsides of the windows, not use a cell phone while she was driving. Cell phone had to be in the back seat, off. Radio had to be off. Headlights had to be on. You know, those kinds of things. So the dean hauls me in and wants to know why. This is like cruel and unusual punishment by me of our daughter. And I said, look, I didn't get a manual with her. She didn't come with an instruction booklet. I'm figuring this out on my own. And by the way, she's our daughter, not yours. He backed down. So here's the problem. The problem is when you send your children to college or the university, there's no supervision of the instruction. You just send them off and say, you know, every month or so you may hear from them and ask them how they're doing. They learn about perversion. They learn about being queer. They learn about, you know, being queer as a lifestyle. It's just an alternative. It's okay. They learn all kinds of things that would have their parents gasping if they knew. But they don't know. And so what's the result? What we've got today. The millennials. Me first. That's what we've got. I'd love to hear your comment, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, when we come back, right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Vince Finelli.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.